Now we've come to the line of division in this little epistle. It conforms to Paul's regular way of dividing. He always gives first the doctrinal section and then the practical section. And now he gives to us here the practical section. We have seen the preeminence of Christ in this first part. We've seen him as he is a member of the Trinity, that he's God. He's very man of very man, but he's very God of very God. And then he's preeminent in creation because he is the Creator. And he is preeminent, as we have seen, in redemption. For he is the Redeemer. He's the one who gave himself for us. And he's preeminent in the church, for he gave himself for the church. Now we have come to the place where Paul is going to insist that he be made preeminent in our lives. Now, actually, we hear today a great deal about dedication. Well, what is dedication? Well, to put it in a definition that's very brief, dedication is Christ preeminent in our lives. Now, you can't just say, I'm a dedicated Christian, and then live as you please, as a great many are doing today. It means that if he is preeminent in your life, that you're going to live out that life down here, because he has already said to us, as you know in this epistle, in him, that is in Christ, dwelleth all the fullness, the pleroma of the Godhead bodily. And you're complete, you're made full in him. You're ready for the voyage of life in him. In other words, Christ is really the solution to all the problems of life. And Paul took up, as we have seen here, all these different things that lead people from the person of Christ, like enticing words, carried away by oratory, our philosophy, our legal system, our mysticism, our asceticism. These are things that lead people away from the person of Christ. And very candidly, the Christian life is to live Christ out today. And he's going to talk about that now in this section here. And we'll find that in him is all that you and I will need. And now we see, therefore, Christ, the fullness of God, he's poured out into the life through the believers today. And that's the only way that he can be poured out.